Ever feel like work is like running a marathon? Only you're running it on those pointy massage stones.
Ouch. Yeah.
Or maybe it's more like trying to escape one of those escape rooms,
Right.
but instead of fun puzzles,
Right.
it's endless emails and glitchy software you got to deal with.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
That, my friend, is work friction. And get this, it's not just annoying, it's costing businesses a fortune. Like, we're talking millions, even billions of dollars
Wow.
in lost productivity, stifled innovation, and employee burnout.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
But don't worry, there's good news. Some companies are finding really clever ways to smooth out those bumps in the workflow. And today we're doing a deep dive into one company that's using AI to fight back. Our expert is here to help us unpack all of this. So, are you ready to explore the world of work friction and how this company, Fount, is using AI to, well, fight back?
Absolutely. Let's break it down.
Perfect. So, let's start with the basics. Our source material describes work friction as those pesky little things that
Yeah.
make getting things done feel like you're climbing uphill in a hailstorm,
Okay.
right? So, think like mountains of approvals just to get a simple expense report approved.
Right.
Or tech that's older than time itself. Or even just communication so bad you'd think people were speaking different languages.
Like pulling teeth.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly. And one of the things that really jumped out at me was something the co-founder of Fount, Christoph Martel, said.
Okay.
And I'm paraphrasing here, but he basically said that the cost of these little annoyances is absolutely massive. And not just in terms of like lost hours, but also in missed opportunities to innovate and grow.
And it's true, because those seemingly small inefficiencies,
Right.
they have a ripple effect. Think about it. When employees are bogged down with frustrating processes or tech that always seems to be breaking down, they're not just losing time, they're also losing energy and enthusiasm.
Okay, yeah. I can see how that would lead to burnout. It's like death by a thousand paper cuts.
Right.
But the paper cuts are spreadsheets and reply all email threads.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in today's job market, where everyone is trying to attract top talent,
Right.
addressing these frustrations is more important than ever. People want to feel valued.
Yes.
They want their work to mean something.
Right.
And they certainly don't want to spend their days wrestling with systems that feel like they're from the Stone Age.
Like, we're not using fax machines anymore. Come on.
Exactly.
So, how does Fount fit into all of this? They're using AI to tackle this work friction, right?
Right. What makes their approach interesting is that it's not about some generic survey you take once a year and then forget about.
Right.
They call it a moment-centric approach.
Moment-centric. Now, there's a word I haven't heard before. What does that even mean?
It means they use AI to gather very targeted feedback at specific points in an employee's actual workflow.
So instead of just asking, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
Generally, they're getting down to the nitty-gritty, like how frustrating was it to submit that expense report? Or
Yeah.
how often does the software make you want to throw your computer out the window?
Precisely. It's about capturing those feelings and frustrations right when they're happening.
Yeah.
And that gives a much clearer picture of where the real pain points are.
That makes a lot of sense. And I'm guessing all of that real-time data then feeds back into the AI
Yes.
to help them pinpoint solutions.
Exactly. And here's the really cool part. It's not just about identifying the problems.
Okay.
It's about empowering employees to be a part of the solution.
Okay, I am really intrigued now. Tell me more about how this all works in practice.
Sure. Let's look at an example from our source material, a case study with a large health insurance company.
Okay.
Fount went in and used their platform to analyze the call center workflow, which, as you can imagine, can be a breeding ground for work friction.
Oh, I can only imagine. Dealing with complex calls all day sometimes from frustrated or even difficult customers,
Right.
that has to be incredibly draining.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Fount found. They pinpointed specific friction points, like agents spending way too much time on complicated cases,
Yeah.
dealing with verbally abusive callers, and even just struggling to navigate their internal systems.
So how did they use that information to actually improve things?
They were able to implement targeted solutions, like setting up direct lines to subject matter experts for those really tricky
Oh,
cases,
that's smart.
providing agents with better tools to handle difficult callers, and even streamlining their internal systems to reduce those time-consuming workarounds.
Okay, so they identified the friction points
Yeah.
and then worked with the company to find solutions. What was the impact of all this? Did it actually make a
It
difference?
made a huge difference. Like,
And
seriously,
really?
this company saw a 12% reduction in employee turnover, which is practically unheard of in the call center world.
12%. That's massive.
It is. And on top of that, they save like $13.4 million.
Wow.
In just 9 months.
Okay, that's it. I'm calling Fount to come fix my workflow.
Seriously, though, those results are really impressive. It sounds like they've found a way to not just identify the problems, but actually solve them
right.
in a way that benefits both the company and the employees.
Exactly. And this brings us to another interesting point, which is the role of AI in all of this. Because while AI has the potential to really streamline tasks and boost productivity, there's also this risk of what some experts are calling AI burnout.
AI burnout. That sounds kind of scary. What is that exactly?
It's that feeling of being completely overwhelmed or stressed by the constant pressure to adapt to all these new AI tools and workflows. Because let's face it, technology is changing incredibly quickly.
And it can be really tough to keep up.
I know, right? It's like, just when I finally mastered one platform, there are three more popping up with even more features and buttons to learn.
Exactly. And when companies aren't thoughtful about how they're implementing these new tools, it can create a lot of stress and anxiety for employees.
Yeah, that makes sense. So how does Fount's approach address this potential for AI burnout?
By constantly measuring and optimizing workflows, especially as new AI tools are introduced. That way, companies can make sure that the technology is actually making employees' lives easier, not harder. It's about using AI strategically and thoughtfully, rather than just throwing it at every problem and hoping for the best.
It's like AI should be working for us, not the other way around. And our research actually found that 63% of workers are worried that AI will actually cause more burnout, not less.
Right, which makes total sense. Change can be unsettling, and these really rapid advancements in AI are definitely raising a lot of questions for people. Like, will these new tools change my job? Will I need to learn new skills?
Yeah.
Will I be replaced by a robot?
It's like that old saying, the only constant is change. But with AI, the change is happening at warp speed.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important for companies to be really transparent about their AI strategy and what it means for their employees. When leaders are open about their plans, provide clear training and support, and even involve employees in the process, it really goes a long way towards easing those concerns and making the transition much smoother.
It's about making sure that everyone is on board with the changes and not feeling like they're being dragged along for the ride. Speaking of changes, I wanted to go back to something you said earlier about the potential for AI to actually make the employee experience better instead of worse.
Absolutely. I think that's a really important point. We can't forget that AI can be a really powerful tool for good in the workplace.
So how do we make that happen? How do we make sure that AI is a force for good and not just another source of stress and burnout?
Well, one important thing is to think of AI as a way to enhance what people can do, not replace them entirely. It's about using AI to take care of all those tedious, repetitive tasks.
The things that make us want to bang our heads against the wall.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that people can focus on the work that requires creativity and critical thinking and real human connection.
So instead of worrying about AI taking our jobs, we should be thinking about it as a way to free us up to do our jobs even better.
Exactly. It's about working with AI, not against it.
I like that a lot. So we talked about Fount and their unique approach to smoothing out those work friction wrinkles. And we talked about AI's role in all of this. What are the big takeaways here? What should our listeners remember from this deep dive?
I think the biggest thing is that even though Fount is doing some really innovative stuff with AI, the principles that they're using can apply, even if you don't have some fancy platform.
Right.
We can all be more mindful of those little things that like eat up our time and energy at work.
Right. Like those little points of friction.
Exactly. And we can find ways to address them ourselves, whether it's like streamlining a process or talking to a colleague about how to improve communication. Or even just finding a better way to organize our own work.
It's about like taking back control, even in small ways.
Yes.
It's like that saying, don't just complain about the potholes in the road, grab a shovel and do something about it.
Right.
Except in this case, the potholes are digital. Mm. And the shovel is like a well-placed automation or a workflow improvement.
Exactly. And who knows? Maybe by taking those small steps to smooth out our own work friction, we might even inspire some bigger changes within our organizations.
Yeah, that's a great point. To our listener, we hope this deep dive has given you some food for thought. So next time you're dealing with one of those frustrating work situations, remember, you have the power to fight back, even if it's just in a small way. And who knows, maybe you'll even start a revolution. Until next time, stay curious and keep those workflows friction-free.